Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Billy Orgel, chairman of the Unified School Board, Bill Drees, reporter with the Memphis Daily News, and Jackson Baker with the Memphis Flyer. You've been in this position a year plus now. You now have some new people on your board. How did things change yesterday? What do you know in terms of the makeup of the school board that you didn't know a few days ago?
The 23-member board, 21 of the members are going to remain, and there'll be two vacancies. One of them will come from the Bartlett District, where David Reeves, who was on the Shelby County Board, now is one of the seven elected to the permanent board. And Venetia Kimbrough, who was appointed in the district, I think it's five, where David Pickler won yesterday. So both David's election will create vacancies on the board. Now, Dr. Williams, who was beaten by Chris Caldwell, she'll still remain in her position as Memphis City Schools.
Right.
Caldwell's appointed position now becomes permanent.
Right.
And Kevin Woods, who you alluded to earlier, who beat Reverend Whalum, his appointed position now becomes permanent, and Reverend Whalum will serve out his term.
In terms of the other big news from yesterday, which is the suburbs breaking off, how does that change your work?
But I think everybody knew it was going to happen. I was a little bit staggered by the almost unanimous approval in the suburbs that they wanted to have their own municipal.
Right, some 80%, Bill might be able to help me here, but 80% in Collierville, 70-something percent in Germantown. Only Millington was close, and that's where, as we said earlier, the funding vote didn't go through.
Right. The other interesting thing about the results is that the percentages in favor of forming the municipal school districts were higher than the percentages among the same voters for the half-cent sales tax hike.
Jackson.
Tell me this. You've got David Pickard on the board. You've got David Reeves on the board. Both of them are very much in favor of the municipal schools. They're on the unified board. How is that going to work?
Our 23-member board, we've got a lot of diverse opinions, but I said it the other night at our board meeting, there seems to develop a centrist attitude on any issue. We don't have a lot of 12, 11 votes, I think I'm doing my math right, that come down to. Usually it's a little wider margin than that. So I think we've got a central group, female, male, white, black, Democrat, Republican, Memphis City, Shelby County, old boards, plus the appointed people. I think we've got a group of centrists, and David and David both seem to fall in that in a lot of times, and seem to be on the winning side of a lot of votes. So I think that they work well with everybody.
Part of the vote yesterday was the suburbs voting to a half cent sales tax increase. Do you think that the suburbs are being realistic in terms of what this is going to cost?
My approach would have been in the suburbs is, if we want our own municipal school district, here are the best 5 or 10 in the country. Probably very high tax rates, if I had to guess. Great public school systems, and the people pay for it. That's the approach I would have taken, and said, we want to be the best. We want to be the model for our community, for our state, in the country, and we want to be up there with the top, because we're competing with the country and the world here, and come up with the best system, fund it, and do the things that you have to do. And I think that's a better message than maybe trying to do it at the bare minimum.
That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us.